giving, cause I'm working for a living.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Now, when I, about a year and a half ago, I had a recurring series on my TikTok, on the As Goes Wisconsin TikTok, titled Summarizing Wisconsin Policy Forum Report, because only nerds read Wisconsin Policy Forum Report, obviously indicating that I am a nerd because I read it. And so now that we have a radio show, we don't have to spend only a minute trying to summarize the reports. We can actually spend an entire segment and also invite someone that works and has done the actual research at Wisconsin Policy Forum to come on and join us to explain the major takeaways from the different, very important, but sometimes complicated, sometimes not obvious, why this is a big deal that everyone should care about, topics that they do research on. And so today, we are joined by Ari Brown, who is a senior research associate with the Wisconsin Policy Forum, and his work for the forum revolves around issues of local government, finance, and data visualization. Welcome to the show, Ari.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, excited to spend more than a minute talking about our report today.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it was a challenge sometimes to get everything in there, but, you know, high level that everyone who's interested could go suss out a little bit more information. And so the one that we're going to talk about today, because we're going to make this a recurring segment probably twice a month, because the Wisconsin Policy Forum is constantly coming out with new information and new reports that are interesting, indicate certain trends that are happening in the state. But the one that we're going to talk about today that you worked on came out about a month ago, and it's the public sector workforce takes a hit. So high level, in a minute, what did this report cover?
Yeah, so we focused on data from the Wisconsin Retirement System, which covers a vast majority of the public sector employees in the state. We found that in 2021, there were 17,646 individuals that left the Wisconsin Retirement System as active members. This is the highest total in at least the last two decades by at least 2,000 individuals. So we had a really, really high year of turnover. This is also the first time ever in at least the last two decades that at least one out of every 10 individuals who started the year active in the Wisconsin retirement system was inactive by the end of it. So WRS does not include Milwaukee city or county employees, but again, includes a vast majority of all of the other public sector employees in the state. So this is kind of a really good indication of just what's happening in Wisconsin's public sector. We also found that, you know, kind of going along with those trends, that when individuals are leaving the system, they're being replaced by individuals who are younger. So the average age of general WRS members, so that doesn't include police, fire, and elected officials, but virtually everyone else, that average age is the youngest since 2003. It's the lowest years of experience across that same group that we've had since the early 2000s as well, down a year from a peak in 2010-2011. So these are some of the trends that we're seeing, and we thought that it was, you know, important to bring attention to.
Absolutely. So just to go a little bit deeper, when you say WRS, which is Wisconsin Retirement System, so you just said that it's not Milwaukee Police Force, but we're talking teachers, librarians, like what are some of the, because I think sometimes we forget who we're talking about when we talk about public sector. It's like people who work at the DMV, right?
Yeah, totally. So the Wisconsin Retirement System is a pension system. It is the largest pension system in Wisconsin by a wide margin. It's actually the 13th largest in the country and the 33rd largest in the world. So we're talking a very, very large group of employees here. So as I mentioned previously, the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County are not included in this. So for city of Milwaukee, that would be right, like police, fire, public works.
We got our own pension County problem.
Yes, yes.
That's a whole other topic.
Yeah, and I will say, be on the lookout for our budget brief on the City of Milwaukee proposed budget. That will be coming out soon. But WRS does include a very large number of individuals, virtually all other public sector employees that are not City of Milwaukee or Milwaukee County. So this would include every single school district in the state, public school district, virtually all cities, two-thirds of villages, a grouping of towns, and a couple hundred special district governments. It also includes all state employees. So a really large group here. We're talking on the order of about 250,000, a little bit more than that, total active individuals, a little over 660,000 total, including retired and people who are also beneficiaries.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then also what it wouldn't include would be like limited term or part-time employees. So we're mostly talking about full-time employees here. But then when you say like the public sector and who that includes, you're right. So like librarians, people who work at the DMV, things like that, teachers and school employees, just people who generally work in schools are going to make up by far the biggest group. That'd be around 50% of everyone in this kind of bin. But then, yeah, police, fire, librarians, you know, health officials, public works employees, all of these different services that are delivered by local governments would be, you know, part of WRS.
So we're talking to Ari Brown, who's a senior research associate at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. And we're talking about the report that came out a month ago as far as the public sector taking a hit as far as employees. And so when you were looking at the turnover rate, because some of it is obvious. There's people who pass away, people who retire, people who are on disability. But correct me if I'm wrong, part of what you were finding in this is the fact that there was more people who were choosing to leave for not any of those three reasons and just to take a different job outside of the public sector, correct?
Yeah, so we kind of broke out in this report retirement, which is a really big kind of category of people leaving, versus like death, disability, some of those other reasons, versus this other thing that WRS calls other separations. And this would basically just mean anything that isn't one of those things. You know, people leaving for maternity leave or choosing a different job, getting fired, anything like that would go in that other separations bin. What we found was that 2021 was really a year where we had that spike in a way that we haven't seen really in the 21st century. The rate of individuals leaving due to that other separations in 2021 was 6.8%. There's really no other year that goes above 6.1%, and that range kind of sits between about 4 and 6% every year going back to the early 2000s. So 6.8% would be really high. And, you know, we can get more into why that is, but that was really the big trend that we saw. You know, one of the things that we kind of saw as well was that there have been other years in this data where something like this happened, that's generally kind of a one-year trend. So, you know, one of those years is 2011, where we saw a big spike in retirements. That was the year that Act 10 was passed, and we can, you know, dive a little bit deeper into that as well. But we saw a big spike in retirements that year. That caused kind of the second biggest year of that overall turnover, which was 9.8% in that year. This year, it's 10.2%, so even higher.
And are we seeing, how much did you guys delve into which industry, like which departments were losing the most people? Was it mostly teacher this time around? Obviously, in 2011, I can imagine it was a lot of teachers that were retiring. Is that the same thing we're seeing this time? Because I think we see headline after headline of teacher shortages. I know in Waukesha County they're having problems, but that we're not like this is not the only county that is facing. We just can't get enough teachers in our public schools.
Yeah. So one of the kind of unfortunate things about the WRS data is there aren't as many of those kind of different sectors broken out as we'd like to see. That said, I think this really spurred us to want to look further into this issue. Teacher turnover and just that kind of whole issue is something that we're hoping to tackle, you know, within the next year or so as more and more of that, you know, sector specific data becomes available and we're able to analyze it. You know, police, there's kind of this sector in WRS called like protected employees. So, you know, individuals that have, you know, differing kind of rates of return on investment and things like that based on being in jobs that put them at a bigger risk, you know, for their lives or health. And there's also elected officials are broken out. So those are kind of the three big categories is like general, protected, and elected. And with all of them, we've seen kind of similar trends happening over time. And, you know, the same kind of things that we've talked about so far.
And I don't know how much this is just gonna be speculation because obviously the great resignation, many industries, many companies, the pandemic largely made people uproot their life in different ways. I moved across the country. I moved home, right? There's people who just made big changes. And so is this kind of just par for the course of what so many different industries and kind of the environment that we're living in, but people just changing it up? Or is this something specific to how we are treating public employees? Or kind of is there a deeper root cause beyond what we kind of saw happening everywhere?
Yeah, so I think it's, you know, any and all of that. So economy-wide, 2021 was kind of a record year for something that, you know, the Fed and other people who work in, you know, money and things like that refer to as quits, people leaving their jobs again for, you know, for any reason. 2021 was a record year for quits. So that wasn't just public sector, but that was private sector as well. We reached rates that are, you know, very high and really, you know, the 21st century in totality. So kind of a hot labor market. We have very low unemployment. We have, you know, other opportunities opening up. We have pandemic-based burnout. And all of those things would create the kind of environment where it would be fairly easy to switch jobs if you would like to do so. The other thing I think is a factor here is that in Wisconsin, for local governments, revenue might be a real challenge. So we as the forum have written quite a bit about some of the local government revenue issues that are facing the state. Specifically, local governments get quite a bit of their revenue from two places, one of which is the property tax, the other of which is something called shared revenue. The property tax is capped at a rate of net new construction, basically all new buildings and property created in a boundary divided by the total rate of property value. That has lagged inflation for quite a while now. Municipalities are not able to increase their property taxes each year to keep up with inflation. And then shared revenue, basically the state is allowed to levy an income tax, and then it's supposed to share some of that revenue with the local governments. But the amount of revenue that they've shared has basically stayed exactly the same for a very long time now, while we've had inflation. So both shared revenue and property taxes are not really keeping up with inflation, because those are two of the biggest funding mechanisms for local governments. You have this situation where you're needing to pay, public sector employees more and more just to keep up with inflation. And you're not able to do that because you don't have the revenue to do that. So either if you're trying to keep the same workforce, you can't increase pay to keep up with inflation, or you just have to get rid of people to be able to do that. So that pay might be a real factor here. Individuals with skill sets, especially that translate over really well to something in the private sector that might pay them more, might have seen 2021 as a real opportunity to say, hey, you know, this might be the time for me to switch jobs and get out of here because I can make a lot more in the private sector.
And because it is funny, it's one of the few jobs you can have where you still have a pension, right? And so that's what you were looking at is the Wisconsin retirement system. And so it's interesting to think that the jobs that potentially at one point were considered very good jobs to have, that people would still be like, peace out, I'm going to go make some more money otherwise elsewhere. And so as far as why should the average person care?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that that's something that we're always looking to, you know, really make clear. I think the average person should care because, so like, just to use one statistic from our report, we saw the average years of experience for general active WRS members. That was 12.1 years in 2010. It is now 11.1 years. So essentially we've lost a year of experience across that group. That is a group of over 200,000 individuals. So you can think of that as every year we are dealing with 200,000 less years of experience spread across the totality of the state. We say in this report, this is something that's kind of stuck with me talking about this report, that the quality of public services in Wisconsin are a function of the people delivering them. So I think that, you know, there are both good and bad things about, you know, replacing those that are leaving with newer, probably younger individuals. Younger individuals bring a lot to the table in terms of, you know, being able to use new technology, a lot of energy, probably lower salary requirements. But, you know, we are losing, or we think we are losing, individuals who have a lot of experience, and we can see that average level of experience dropping over time. So I think because of that, you know, this is just something for state and local officials to pay attention to. The rate is very high right now. It might come down, it might stay where it's at, but in the meantime, it is requiring a lot in terms of, you know, turnover and vacancy and recruitment costs for state and local governments.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. We're going to keep you through the break because we're going to talk about potentially what can be done about this and maybe learn a little bit more about Wisconsin Policy Forum when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Selling souls, rock and roll, any other game.
We're up all night to get data. We're up
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I've seen, if you're watching the live stream on As Goes Wisconsin's Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter page, you'd be able to see our guest this half hour, Ari Brown's face, who is a senior research associate with Wisconsin Policy Forum. And when he heard that bumper music, and when it says stay up all night to get data, you're
I was not expecting that. Yeah, I was not expecting that. Great stuff.
Ari, I'm so happy to have you here for so many reasons, but largely because I never get to play that song.
There we go. Hey, have me back on. You can play it as much as you want.
We'll send, because I had never heard the song. This was a Jane Mattner gold find. And so she's very excited when we can play that punny song.
There we go.
And so we are joined, like I said, by Ari Brown this half hour, who is a senior research associate at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. And we were talking about his research on the public sector workforce and how last year it took a hit and why that matters, in that the people who are replacing those who are leaving for multiple reasons, including retirement, death, disability, but also for other job opportunities, is because they're getting replaced by younger, less experienced people. And these are the jobs that I think sometimes we take for granted, realizing that they are government jobs. And if no one is there to do them, those are services for the public that just don't get done. And so having people who not only are qualified and experienced to do them, but also having enough people to do them, is something that affects everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally. And, you know, as I was saying earlier, this is not a small amount of individuals. There are hundreds of thousands of people who are either active members in WRS, retired as part of WRS, or, you know, are just general WRS beneficiaries through a spouse or something like that. And so I think that, you know, it really is something that impacts all corners of the state.
Absolutely. So, because we don't want to always just focus on the problem and highlighting the issues that are at hand, but what are some of the solutions if this would be a trend that can, if we fast forward to 2023 and we look at the data from 2022 and the same upward trajectory of more people leaving than coming in continues to be true, what could be done for that?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that the good news here is that there's, you know, a lot of different solutions that we can pluck things from. So an obvious one is increased pay. You know, in general, I've been talking about kind of the revenue issue here and how local governments may not have enough to be able to keep the amount of individuals on their workforce that they have right now, and then also, you know, boost their pay to not only compete with inflation, but compete with private sector jobs. So there's a lot of stuff going on there, but increased pay is obviously something that you could do in order to retain more individuals. Some of the other things that we mention in this report, more flexible workplaces, you know, as we've seen work from home kind of proliferate over the last couple of years, that's obviously something that you can, you know, offer to, you know, keep employees around. Better working conditions in general, using new technology to potentially cut down on, you know, the amount of, you know, workforce you need to complete certain tasks. One that I want to highlight here, and something that we as the forum talk about quite a bit, is service sharing. So typically, you know, we as the forum have looked at this primarily through things like fire and EMS. Wisconsin has a really large amount of local governments. We have a lot of cities and villages. We have a lot of special districts. We have a lot of school districts. And these are all individual governments that require employees to fill out their workforce. But sometimes there are times where, you know, specifically looking at municipalities, you have, let's say, 5-6 municipalities that are right next to each other that all have their own health department or all have their own fire department. And are there potential opportunities for those municipalities to talk together and say, you know, we could potentially save a lot in, you know, taxpayer dollars here by collaborating, making our services better, and just cutting down on the amount of people that we need to function on just a daily basis. So service sharing is something that we are really interested in. And it's definitely relevant in a state like Wisconsin that just has so many local governments.
And if a village or a town wanted to pursue that, is that something that they need? Is the state legislature involved in all of that, or is that just the initiative of different municipalities coming together and say, hey, let's work together?
For the most part, it's something that you know, local governments can really do on their own. You know, we've conducted a number of studies. Recently, we produced a report that looked at police service sharing across the 7 Milwaukee North Shore municipalities. We look at fire and EMS all the time, really in all corners of the state we've done studies on. And this is something that those local governments are empowered to really do on their own.
So looking into the future, what are you working on right now? What are we going to bring you on for next?
Yeah, so I think one of the really exciting things about this time of year, if you're a person who likes reading nerdy policy forum reports,
if you like to stay up all night to get data,
exactly, we are in local government budget season. So we are currently working on a group of budget briefs that we produce every year. So we do a budget brief for the City of Milwaukee proposed budget, the Milwaukee County proposed budget, and the City of Madison proposed budget. Those will all be coming out you know, in mid to late October, where we really just go through line by line of the budget and say, what's going on here? What are people who care about this budget going to want to pay attention to? And what are kind of some of the big key facets of the budget that are going to be something to look at going forward? So I think that that's something that, you know, we are always really excited to produce every year. And those will be available on our website within the next couple of weeks.
Because we don't have a ton of time left, because there's also the municipality data tool that you guys, the forum launched like a month or so ago, right? And how is that also kind of baked into the budget line by line item, where you can go in and look at this, or what would the average person use that tool for?
Yeah, so I'm so glad we get to talk about it, because the municipal data tool has kind of been like my pet project with the forum since I started in 2019. So we released our 4th annual municipal data tool back in July or August of this year. So this is a tool that gathers a bunch of metrics, probably 20, 30 metrics for all cities and villages, all 600 in the state. You can go in and do a custom comparison of 10 municipalities across all these metrics. You can compare every municipality in a county, and it just allows you to look at, you know, anything from what is spending on fire or like general government services look like, what does, you know, income look like, what does the population look like, all these different tools. And we find that, you know, a lot of, especially you know, city and village officials have gotten a lot of use out of the tool, which is something that we're really excited about.
Nerd out, man. I love it. All right. Well, this has been Summarizing Wisconsin Policy Forum Reports, because only nerds read Wisconsin Policy Forum Reports, which is not supposed to be an insult. It's supposed to be tongue-in-cheek, because I read them. All right. Ari Brown, thank you so much for spending time with us today. I can't wait to have you come back and explain some of the budget stuff and where the different cities and towns are going. I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, candidate Danielle Johnson for the Assembly will be here. And we'll be in our third hour of As Goes Wisconsin. Stay tuned.
Next.